All right, let's look in the truth here, in the truth. Before we even get started, anybody have anything you want to give away? Share tonight about your time in the Psalms, something that you want to celebrate over, anything.
I've been studying the Bible every day.
You've been studying your Bible every day? That's good stuff. Good stuff. Can't give away what you don't have, right?
Right.
Can't give away what you don't have. Can't walk in what you don't know. But we saw David this morning saying, Lord, help me, teach me, show me. Can't walk in what we don't know.
65.
What'd you see in there, Brother Shannon?
Verse 9.
65:9. You visit the earth and water it. You greatly enrich it. The river of God is full of water. You provide their grain, for so you have prepared it. You water its ridges abundantly. You settle its furrows, and you make it soft with showers. You bless its growth.
River of God.
The Lord supplies. You know, that's one thing Proverbs says, no matter how much it rains, the earth is never satisfied.
Yeah.
That it can flood the day. And a week from now, if it don't get rain on it, it's done went parched, just like that. And Proverbs helps us with it. But we see that, yes, the Lord waters the earth. And He gives what we need when we need it. Amen?
Amen.
And we can trust Him. We can trust Him on that to meet that need. You crown, verse 11 says, you crown the year with your goodness, and your paths drip with abundance. They drop on the pastures of the wilderness, and the little hills rejoice on every side. The pastures are clothed with flocks. The valleys also are covered with grain. They shout for joy. They also sing. That's somebody who has been enraptured with the goodness and the splendor and the glory of God. And he's looking out in the fields, and he sees the green grass. He sees the fields are growing. And he's giving glory to God for it.
Amen.
For God for growing that. And that's what we find there. When we're looking for the Lord, we see Him. If you're not looking for Him, not walking with Him, you won't recognize and you attribute things to other people and other things in life and not Him. But the psalmist is caught up with the fact that God is the one giveth and the Lord taketh away.
Amen.
So we can rejoice in that. I like verse 5 of that. By awesome deeds and righteousness, you will answer us. By awesome deeds and righteousness, O God of our salvation, you who are the confidence of all the ends of the earth and of the far off seas. I think we read a psalm in Psalm 33, where the scripture says God shapes the heart of every man. Look at that, Psalm 33. Go to Psalm 33. I'm pretty sure it's 33. I could be wrong. If I am, y'all don't cut me tonight. Psalm 33. Let's see what he says. Yes. 14 and 15. From the place of his dwelling, he looks, he observes, he sees all the inhabitants of the earth. He fashions their hearts individually. He considers all their works. He fashions their hearts individually. Oh, where's another? Where's a proverb that says that? A proverb. Look in Proverbs 16. Proverbs 16. Yeah, Proverbs 16, I believe it is. Verse number 4. 16:4 says, the Lord has made all for himself. Yes, even the wicked for the day of destruction or the day of evil or the day of doom. What does the New Testament say? In every house there's vessels of honor and vessels of dishonor. What's that? Vessels of wrath. Well, there are Romans 9 talks about vessels of wrath and vessels of mercy. Vessels of wrath and vessels of mercy. Remember the sons of Edom? Edom was that group that God had a perpetual hatred toward. Those are the descendants of what the flesh produces in and of itself without God. So we see here that the Lord has made all for himself. Look in verse number 2. Verse number 2 of 16 says, all the ways of man are pure, where? To himself in his own eyes. But the Lord does what? Weighs the spirit. That's what Psalm 33 said, is that the Lord fashions them individually and he considers all their works. What that basically is boils down to is that every man will be accountable to God.
Amen.
As the maker, the one who fashions us, every soul is accountable to him. And why it is so important, whether you acknowledge him or not, to recognize you still will be held accountable by him when all is said and done. And why the scriptures tell us over and over again that man cannot atone for his own sin. God is our solution for that. We'll give an account to it. There's another proverb. What was that proverb talking about? A brother can't atone for a brother. Y'all remember reading that? Go back and look in the Psalms around in the 30s or the 40s, somewhere in there. Let's see if we can find it. Unless it's in the 50s now. Like I said, how many of y'all been reading a bunch of Psalms? Do they blend every once in a while? 49. I thought it was in the 40s. I said between the 40s and the 30s and the 50s, didn't I? Look in 49. Let's just start in verse number 1. 49 and verse number 1. This is from the sons of Korah. They said, hear this. Who? Who needs to hear this?
Everybody.
All peoples need to hear this. This is a message for everybody. They need to what? Give ear. All the inhabitants of Israel. Does it say that? All the inhabitants of who? The world, everybody. Now he's going to include every lifestyle or economic group. Those both low and high, rich and what? Together. So he's saying no one is exempt. No one is excluded from hearing this. What do we want to hear? He says, my mouth shall speak wisdom, and the meditation of my heart shall give away understanding. I will incline my ear to a proverb, and I will disclose my dark saying on the harp. I'm going to sing a song, and this song is to speak to you. Verse 5. Why should I fear in the days of evil, when the iniquity at my heel surround me? Those who trust in their wealth and boast in their multitude of their riches, none of them can by any means redeem who?
His brother.
If you can't redeem yourself, you're not able to redeem your brother. No matter how you look at it, and when time comes to an end, you just don't have what is needed to redeem yourself or a brother, nor give to God a ransom for him. For the redemption of their soul is what? Precious, costly. And it shall cease forever. The word cease means it shall lack. It means to be at ease, to lack, not being sufficient. So no matter how you look at it, times will never change. It is impossible that man can redeem man in and of themselves. That cost And what they could potentially pay is insufficient. It's going to lack. It's going to cease. That word cease means to, like I say, it means to a price shall always lack. They're always going to come up short. You ever been at the cash register and come up short? You know how embarrassing that is? You ever been there where you had to pay for something? You just could, you ran short on, you had to put something back? How many of you ever had to do that before?
Come on.
You ever had to do that, honey? You thought you had what you needed, but you didn't. Or maybe you didn't have the right price on it when you went to pay for it, and they told you it was more than what you needed. I've been by people, and you hate it for people when they're in that position. I don't feel bad. I mean, I don't think bad of them, but I've been in places where they couldn't. They swiped their card, and it wouldn't accept their card for whatever reason. And it said, well, you only have got $100 available, but you got $300 of groceries up here. You're going to have to put some of these back. You pick out which one. A lot of people, what will they do? A lot of people just leave everything right there and get out of there because they feel embarrassed by it. They come up short. They lack. And this is the idea here, is that you will always come up short for the purchase or the price of redemption. It's just impossible. Verse 9, the idea of giving a ransom for him that he should continue to live eternally and not see the pit. Death is inevitable for all of us. We're all on a crash course with what? Death. Every one of us. And it's impossible to pay that debt on our own before we come to that place. Verse 10 says, for he sees wise men die, likewise the fool and the senseless person perish and leave their wealth to others. Their inner thoughts is that their houses will last forever, their dwelling places to all generations. They call their lands after their own names. Nevertheless, man, though in honor, does not what? Remain. He, just like the beast, we all perish. We're all going to die. This is the way of those who are fools and of their posterity who approve their sayings. Like sheep, they are laid in the grave. Death shall feed on them. The upright shall have dominion over them in the morning, and their beauty shall be consumed in the grave far from their dwelling. But God will redeem my soul from the power of the grave, for he shall receive me. The only one that can rescue man is God. Amen?
Amen.
And because he fashions every heart individually, every person is going to give an account to him one day.
Amen.
And there's no amount of goodness, there's no amount of resources, there's no amount of anything that we can come up with for the purchase price for our life. There was only one person who gave their life for us, and that was the Lord Jesus Christ. And he's the only sufficient answer that God will accept. And we must give him our life before we die. Before we die. Before we die. He must own us. And only his blood is able to atone. Or you have to see this as well as all that God reveals to us by faith. Remember, faith is what? Seeing, agreeing, and acting on what God reveals. We believe God. We trust what he says. And as a result, that is placing faith in him. Remember what we talked about, childlike faith? Matty Walker and Palma Lee, they don't know everything that can be known about Janet or Brittany. They know where Brittany's been, what Brittany's seen, what Brittany's done, but she trusts her mama.
Yeah, amen.
Trust her mama. Don't have to know everything she knows. Don't have to know everything that she's seen or heard or done, but she trusts her mama's love. And that's what childlike faith. We don't have to know everything. We don't have to know everything that he's doing, what he's done, everything. We trust him with our life. Amen?
Amen.
And we do what he asked us to do. We may not do it just like those little ones are not going to do it every time, just like the way their mama or grandma tells them to do it. But they're patient and kind and show them again and again, teaching them, learning them. Well, that's how he works with us. Amen?
Amen.
And boy, we can count on him, for he is good and upright and faithful. He is faithful. Father, we thank you tonight. We bless you. We ask you to help us with these. Teach us. And I pray that we would walk in what we know, and that what we don't, you'll sit with us, whisper into our ear, that we can walk in your favor and power. In Jesus' name, amen.